弟兄姐妹早。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是夏天的最后一天。
Today is the last day of summer.
所以明天开始是秋天的开始。
So tomorrow is the beginning of autumn.
所以我们今天还感觉有点夏天的温暖。
So today we can still feel the warmth, remaining warmth of summer.
好，我们在信息之前，我们请弟兄姐妹，我们读翻开圣经，我们读两段。主的话。
Let's read from two verses from the Bible.
第一段是在以弗所书四章。
First, please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第二，我们从第二节念到第三节。
From verse 2 to 3.
我们中英文，我们一起念。
We'll read in Chinese and English together.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心让宽恕，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵是合而为一的心。好，我们再打开第二处圣经，在哥林多前书十三章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章
Chapter 13
我们要从第八节
We'll read from verse 8
开始然后我们先念第八节到不是我们从我们从第四节念到第八节。
We'll、
第四节。
From verse 4 to verse 8.
好，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事。益处。好，我们就停在这，然后我们念十三节。
And then we'll jump to read verse 13.
如今常存
But now faith, hope, love abide these three. And the greatest of these is love.
好，今天我要讲的题目是延续上一次的题目。
So today the topic I'd like to share with everyone is a continuation of the topic I shared last time.
就要住在其中，彼此建造。
And it's called abiding in him to build one another.
在三个多月以前我向弟兄姐妹已经说到住在其中的所有的意思。
So about 3 months ago, I shared with everyone the meaning of abiding in him.
那今天呢我要偏重在彼此建造。
And so today I'd like to focus on to build one another.
那我们稍微再复习一下住在其中。
As a quick review, let's go back to talk about abiding in him.
因为我们只有住在耶稣基督里面，我们才能够彼此建造。
And because it's only when we live in our Lord Jesus Christ can we build one another.
也只有我们彼此建造的时候，我们才能够让主耶稣基督在我们当中建造他的教会。
And only when we can build one another, then we then allow our Lord Jesus to build among us His church.
如果我们不能够住在他里面，
and if we cannot abide in Him,
我们就不能够彼此建造，
then we cannot build one another.
那主也没有办法在我们当中来建立他自己的教会。
And also then our Lord will have no way to build His church among us.
所以住在其中它有两个层面的意思。
And so, abiding in him had meaning on two levels.
第一个意思就是我们所知道的听过的叫登堂入室认识基督。
And so the first is what we know is to be in the room, to get into the room and to know Jesus.
在古代的时候
So in the ancient times,
他的宫殿进门的那个地方，我们叫做厅堂。
So in the temples, the front portion is called the court.
然后它的后面呢，我们叫做叫做室，叫做就是一间一间的叫做房间。
And in the back is the room.
所以我们基本上所谓认识耶稣，就是要登上厅堂，然后进入内室。
And so, therefore, in order for us to know Jesus, that means we need to enter through the court, go through the court and enter into the room.
我们由浅入深的来认识这一位基督。
And so we get to know this Jesus from the simple part, and then we get a deeper and deeper understanding.
还有基督的身体。
And also we have to know about his body.
因为基督的身体就是他的教会。
For his body is the church.
基督的教会是那充满万有者所充满的。
And his church contains the fullness of him who fills all in all.
好像耶稣基督他愿意把他的教会好当成一个器皿。
So it's as if Lord Jesus is willing to treat his church as a vessel.
然后他把他一切的丰富都藏在他的教会里面。
And then he hides all his abundance in his church.
所以这个教会就是他充满着充满万有者所充满的。
And therefore the church is the fullness of him who fills all in all in his church.
在教会里也只有耶稣基督是唯一。
And also in the church, Christ is the only one.
也是一切。
And he is all.
他是超乎众人之上。
And he is above all, over.
他贯乎众人之中。
And he's through all.
他又住在众人之内。
And he abides in all.
就好像当年耶稣的门徒安德烈、彼得、约翰，他们所做的见证。
And it's as Andrew, Peter, and John's testimony.
我们亲眼，我们遇见了弥赛亚。
He said, "We have found the Messiah."
也就是约翰一书第一章，约翰所说的。
And it's also in 1 John chapter 1, John said,
他就是那起初的生命之道。
He is the incarnate word that is the beginning of he is the word.
是我们所听见。
And is what we have heard.
也是我们看见。
And what we have seen with our eyes.
是我们亲眼看过的。
And is what we have seen with our eyes.
也是我们亲手摸过的。
And we have touched with our hands.
这是在第一个层面，从我们来认识耶稣基督。
So this is on the first level from how we get to know Jesus.
第二个层面。
On the second level.
因为我们愿意认识耶稣基督，他就让我们能够生命更新。
And because we're willing to get to know him, he allows our life to be renewed.
让我们愿意住在他里面。
And so allow us to be willing to abide in him.
这一个认识到愿意住在他里面是一个属灵生活的一个过程。
And from having that understanding until we're willing to abide in him, this is a process, it's a journey of our spiritual life.
也是一个属灵生活的一个经历。
It's also a spiritual, it's an experience in our spiritual life.
我们从经历主的恩典开始。
And we start from when we have experienced his blessings.
我们享受主的同在。
And we enjoy his presence with us.
我们支取主给我们一切的丰富。
And we receive the full abundant blessing from him.
到最后。
And then in the end,
我们愿意去体贴。
And we're willing to be mindful
体贴主的心意
of our Lord's heart.
就好像彼得当年他说
And as Peter said,
你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have word of eternal life.
我们已经相信了。
We have believed.
知道你是那神的圣者。
And have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
也正如大卫在诗篇二十三篇告诉我们说
And just as David told us in Psalm 23,
我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
又像诗篇八十四篇可拉的后裔他们也同样的说
And also as sons of Korah said,
住在你的院宇一天我胜过住在外面千日。
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside.
我宁可在我神的殿看门。
I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God.
我也不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里面。
And dwell in the tents of wickedness.
当我们愿意住在主里面的时候。
And when we're willing to abide in Christ.
主就愿意把他心中的奥秘向我们启示。
And the Lord is willing then to reveal the mystery that's in his heart to us.
尤其在这个世代里面。
Especially in this time.
最重要的在主心中的重中之重就是他的教会。
And in the heart of our Lord, the most important thing for him is his church.
我们看历世历代一直到今天。
If we look throughout history until today,
好像神他所要做的事情他都差不多都做了。
It seems that all the things that the Lord wanted to do is pretty much done.
只有建造教会这件事情。
Only thing that's left is the building of his church.
主一直在做。
And he is continually doing this.
我父做工到如今子也做事。
The father does work until today and so is the son.
他心中有非常沉重的负担。
And in his heart, he has this heavy burden.
他看到他的教会还没有成熟。
Because he sees that his church is not mature yet.
他为这件事情他担忧。
And he is worried about this.
你看耶稣的使徒，不管是彼得还是保罗。
And if you take out his disciples, whether it's Peter or Paul,
他们所写的书信，甚至到约翰所写，无关乎都是与主的教会、主的身体有关。
All the letters that have wrote, even in the ones that John wrote, all their letters all have to do with the Lord's body, his church.
我们作为主的肢体
，We as members of his body,
我们怎么样来跟这个身体配搭呢？
How can we work together with this body?
因为这一件事工在主的心中是一个非常沉重的一个担子。
For this is a heavy burden in the Lord's heart.
说到教会
，And speaking of church,
我们就不得不想到马太福音十六章彼得的一段经历。
And it reminds us of in Matthew 16 an experience that Peter had.
彼得在门徒与耶稣在加塞利亚和腓立比境内的时候。
And when Peter and the disciples were in
Caesarea.
In Caesarea.
Philippi, yeah. 主就问这些门徒，你们说我是谁？
And the Lord asked his disciples a question and said, Who do you say I am?
彼得说你是那基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Peter said, You are that Christ. You are the Son of the eternal God.
主回答说西门巴约纳，你是有福的。
And the Lord responded, Simon Peter, you are blessed.
这不是属肉体，只是你的。
For this is not revealed to you through the flesh.
这是我在天上的父指示的。
This is my Father who is in heaven revealed this to you.
我还告诉你。
And I will also tell you this.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
我要把我的教会建在这磐石上。
And I will build my church upon this rock.
在这里，耶稣做了一个宣告。
Here, Jesus made a proclamation.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
当耶稣讲完他的宣告之后
，And after he said this,
他就对门徒说
，And he said to his disciples,
他说我必须要去耶路撒冷。
I have to go to Jerusalem.
因为我必须要受祭司、文士，还有宗教的领袖，要受他们的害，受他们的苦。
For I shall be persecuted by the suffer under the hands of the priests, the scribes, and the religious leaders.
还要被杀。
And also killed by them.
第三日复活。
On the third day, I will resurrect.
彼得听了以后。
And after hearing this, Peter.
彼得说，主啊，这件事万万不可落在你的身上。
Peter said that this shall never come to be with you.
主回过头来，转过身来对彼得说，撒旦，退到我后面去。
And the Lord turned to him and said, Satan, get behind me.
因为你只体贴人的意思，你不体贴神的意思。
For you're only mindful of the will of man and not the will of God.
彼得这个时候一头雾水。
Peter's so confused at this point.
刚刚才说我是有天上的启示。
Because just moments ago, I was told that I have revelation from the heaven.
怎么现在我跟撒旦挂起钩来了。
But now I'm in the same league as Satan.
彼得没有摸到主的心。
Peter did not touch.
为什么主会说阴间的权柄不能胜过他呢？
So why did the Lord say the gates of Hades will not overpower?
因为这件事情的成就必须是要成就在十字架上。
In order for this thing to accomplish, it has to be accomplished.Upon the cross.
如果耶稣他知道他不上十字架，他就无法从死里复活。
For Jesus knows that if he does not go on to that cross, he cannot resurrect from death.
如果他不能从死里复活，他就不能够胜过阴间的权柄。
And if he cannot resurrect from death, then he cannot have power over Hades.
因为他知道这个时候撒旦是借到彼得一个人。就是体贴人的意思。
For he knows at this very moment, Satan is using, taking advantage of Peter's, his mindful of man's will.
所以他斥责撒旦说，撒旦退到我后面去。
And that's why he rebuked him and said, Satan, get behind me.
这我们就看到，也只有耶稣在十字架上成就他的救恩。他才能从死里复活，他才能够胜过阴间的权柄。
From this, we can also see that it's only through the cross, and after going through the cross, then can Jesus be resurrected and also have victory and power over Hades.
所以从这件事，我们就看到建造教会是多么的重要。
And so from this, we can see how important it is to build church.
而且主说。我要把我的教会建在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Also, the Lord said, "I will build my church upon this rock, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it."
他的意思就是说，第一，这个教会是我的教会，是主的教会。
And so what he means is that first of all is that this is His church, this is the Lord's church.
既然是主的教会，主教负全部的责任。
And since it is his church, then he will take up the full responsibility for it.
教会的建造是否能够成功，主要他自己负全部的责任。
And whether the church can finish building and whether it will be successful, he shall take the full responsibility for it.
第二
，secondly，
要建在这磐石上。
The church is to be built on this rock.
这个磐石就是。一个根基
，and this rock is the foundation，
就好像我们盖房子，它的地基一样
，and just in the same way how when we build a house, the foundation is very important。
房子盖得好不好，决定在这个地基打得好不好
，and whether the house can be successfully built, it depends on how well the foundation is made。
所以在哥林多前书第三章，保罗就告诉我们说，神。我们在神面前，我们就是他被造建造的房屋。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it said that before the Lord, we are His creation. We are the house that He built.
保罗说我自己就像一个聪明的工头，我已经立下了这个根基。
And Paul said that I am like the general contractor. I have laid down this foundation.
除了耶稣之外，没有人可以立下这个根基，只有耶稣他自己。
And no one can lay that foundation other than Jesus Himself.
保罗告诉我们说，你们要在这个根基上谨慎的建造。
And Paul tells us that upon that foundation, we shall then build from that, build carefully from that foundation.
也像彼得前书彼得告诉我们。
And also like First Peter, Peter tells us,
主是那一块活石。
The Lord is that living found, living rock, living stone.
是神所拣选所宝贵的。
Is chosen and is precious to God.
他已经被立下那第一块房角石。
And He laid that first cornerstone.
我们也是活石。
We are also living rocks.
我们要在他的基础上与他配搭，来建造灵宫。
And upon His foundation, we shall work with Him to build the temple.
所以最后讲的阴间的权柄不能胜过他，是就是说到一方面主他建造他的教会。
And so lastly talk about the gates of Hades will not overpower it. On one hand it's talking about the Lord's church.
另外一方面
On the other hand
就讲到撒旦他就做拆毁的工作。
It talks about Satan's trying to do do his work of the destroying and tearing down of the church.
耶稣怎么建？
And how Jesus built?
撒旦就怎么拆？
Satan will also follow that and try to dismantle it.
但是到最后，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
However, in the end, the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
因为我们主耶稣基督他在十字架上得胜了。
Our Lord Jesus has already had victory. Upon the cross.
好，现在问题来到我们身上。
And now the question comes to us.
我们做耶稣门徒的。
As his disciples.
我们知道主要建造他的教会。
We know that the Lord will build his church.
教会也就是他的身体。
The church is also his body.
主也说，我们就是他身体上的肢体。
The Lord also said that we are members of His body.
我们怎么跟这个身体配搭呢？
So how can we work together with this body?
他是教会，他是身体的头。
He is the head of the church.
他是教会的元首。
He is the leader of the church.
我们是他的，在教会里，我们是他的儿女。
In the church, we are His children.
在身体上来说，我们是他的肢体。
And in terms of the body, we are members of the body.
所以以弗所书就告诉我们。
So the Ephesians tells us.
我们每一位，我们都要百节各按其职。
And every single one of us shall work together.
照着我们每一个人神给我们的功能。
And according to the workings of each individual abilities that the Lord has given us.
连于元首基督。
To be connected to the Lord, our head.
彼此相助,
to help one another.
在爱中建立自己,
and building ourselves in love.
也只有我们自己在主的爱里面被建立之后, 神才能够在我们的身上来建立他自己的教会。
And only when in His love can we build ourselves, and then only after that can the Lord build His church.
在这里我们就讲到神他要我们每一位与他一起同工。
Here we talk about how the Lord wants every one of us to co-work with him.
神就把他属灵的恩赐赏赐给我们每一位。
And so because that he gives his spiritual gifts to every one of us.
这个恩赐就好像建造房屋的工具。
And these gifts is as just like tools of building a house.
我们必须要有好的工具
We have to have these good tools
我们才能够做出好的成品
Can we then use them to build a good finished, a solid finished product?
他恩赐赏赐给我们。
So he had given us his gifts.
我们有的做头，哦，不做头，我们有的做眼睛。
And some of us maybe are becoming the eyes.
我们有的做手。
Some become the hands.
我们有的做脚。
Some become feet.
每一个都非常的重要。
Every single one of these parts of it all important.
一个都不能缺。
And you cannot have one and not the other.
我们不能说牙痛。
And we cannot say that my teeth hurts.
牙痛告诉我们的头说牙痛。
And then it tells our head that, hey, the teeth hurts.
头能不能说管我什么事，你痛是你的事。
And the head will not say, what's that matter to me? It doesn't matter. It's not me that's having the pain.
痛死一个少一个。
And if you die of pain, then we have one less to worry about.
我们没有这样子的，是不是？
That's not true. That's not the case.
我们说牙痛不是病，要痛起来要人命。
And we say that the toothache is the most painful of all.
牙一痛，全身都趴瘫下来。
For when we have a toothache, it feels like our entire body just stop working.
比如说，我现在我要到弟兄那去借一本圣经。
Or maybe like if I go to the brother there to borrow a Bible.
我必须告诉我的头，告诉我要去借。
And so my head tells me that my body, okay, I need to go over there to borrow a Bible.
我必须要走下去。
So I have to walk.
走到弟兄那里，用我的脚走过去。
So I have to use my feet to walk to the brother over there.
用我的眼睛看到这条路，走过去，不会走到那边去。
And also you need to use my eyes to look at the path ahead, and so that my body won't go the other way.
到了弟兄那，我要跟弟兄说，对不起，我给你借一下圣经，可不可以？可以。
And also when I meet the brother, I need to use my mouth to say that, excuse me, brother, can I borrow your Bible? And also I need to extend my hands out to receive the Bible. And using my feet again, I need to walk back to up here. And just this simple task, it requires the coordination between the head, the eyes, the mouth, and the feet and my hands.
不然，这本圣经就到不了我的手。
Otherwise, this Bible wouldn't arrive in my hand.
我想，这就是每个人都能够知道的。
So I think this is an example that everyone can understand.
所以在这里呢，主就把各样圣灵的恩赐赏赐给我。
And so again, the Lord has given us all kinds of spiritual gifts.
够不够
？Is enough?
远远不够。
It's far from it.
因为里面缺少了一个最重要的，让我们能够在一起配搭的一把钥匙。
For in all this is missing that one special key that allows all of us all these things to work together.
这个我们刚刚所念的哥林多前书十三章讲到爱。
And just as we just read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the thing that's lacking is love.
因为在哥林多前书十二章最后一节，耶稣就说到
：“For in chapter 12, the very last verse, Lord said,
他说我把一个最奇妙的道指示给你们
，and I will show you the so most excellent way。
然后才开始讲到这一个，这是一条道路，什么道路？是一个爱的道路。
And then we start talking about.The path that's in front of which is the path of love.
他讲到这个爱有多重要
，and how important is this love?
所以他先不解释这个爱
，and so it's so important that he doesn't go into explaining it right away.
他讲这个爱的重要性
，he talk about the importance of the love.
因为我们在爱当中，如果不了解这个爱的运作的话。我们就没有办法配搭。
For in this love, if we do not know how it works, then we cannot work with another.
如果我只有恩赐，我没有爱的话，
and,
对建造教会一点用都没有。
And if I only have the gifts but no love, then I'm completely useless to the building of the church.
大家有没有很觉得念这个时候有没有发现？神讲到这里爱的时候，我们听到神的爱是听得太多太平常了。
And does everyone feel that, that you maybe have heard too many times about the love of the Lord?
在这里讲到的爱, 同样是神的爱,
but the love here, it's still the love from God.
但是他体现的方式不一样,
but the way that he presents it is different.
你看神在圣经里面讲到爱父母,
and so in the Bible, in the other places in the Bible, he talked about, God talked about loving your parents.
他说什么? 你们要孝顺父母, 你们要孝顺父母。
And he said that you must honor your parents.
这样子你们就可以再世长寿。
And then you will enjoy longevity, long life.
你们爱妻子。
You must love your wife.
你们就要尊重妻子。
And you must respect your wife.
因为她是跟你们一起同盟救恩的。
For she is saved just like you.
你们做妻子的要顺服你们的丈夫，也是要。
And also it says that as a wife, you must obey your husbands.
因为他是你的头。
For he is your head.
你们爱儿女。
You must love your children.
你们要管教自己的儿女。
You must discipline your own children.
不可, 啊, 引儿女的气。
But do not cause them to anger.
都是要。
So all these passages are talking about you must do this, must do this, must do this.
但是我们念到这里的时候, 念到哥林多前书十三章, 他不讲要, 他讲不。
But here in chapter 13, when talking about love, it's do not do this, do not do that.
讲了八个不。
There are eight instances of use of this no's.
所以他讲的这八个不, 我们特别要小心了。
And so when we talk about these eight do nots, we must pay attention.
因为这八个不要, 是建造教会的一个男主。
For these eight do nots are a are important parts of building the church.
如果我们不懂的话, 这个它里面所讲的是成为建造教会的男主, 也是建造教会的致命伤。
For these eight do nots are the key blocking stumbling blocks, eight hindrance of building a church.
好, 那我们现在一个一个来看, 他这里讲到, 我称他为建造教会的爱。
And so let's go over talk about the this love of building the church.
他一开始讲说爱是恒久忍耐,
In the very beginning,
又有恩慈。
In the very beginning, he said that love is patience.
因为爱的本身, 它的本质, 就是一个牺牲奉献。
For the very nature of love is about self-sacrifice and offering and service.
既然要牺牲, 要奉献, 那我们就要恒久忍耐, 因为那件事情不是很舒服的事。
And because there's going to be sacrifice and because there's going to be offering, there is the patience kind of goes along with that because it's not easy.
那重要的是, 我们在牺牲奉献里面, 我们要有慈悲为怀的心。
And in that, we need to have kindness.
当我们知道了爱的本质以后, 我们下面就 看这八个不,
and when we have know the truth about love, then let's take a look at these eight do nots.
第一是不嫉妒。
The first is do not be jealous.
嫉妒是所有罪的根源。
Jealousy is the beginning, the origin of all sins.
你看在旧约亚伯和该隐亚当的儿子
And if you take a look at the Old Testament, look at the sons of Adam, Cain and Abel.
因为神没有悦纳该隐的奉献。
And because the Lord did not accept the offering from
Cain, 他结果该隐就嫉妒了。
And so he became jealous.
怎么样？就把他弟弟、兄弟亚伯给杀掉。
And so he the anger took over him, and he rose up and killed his brother.
到了再往后走，我们看到扫罗王。
And continue from that, we look at King Saul, King Saul.
那时候大卫打仗回来，以色列的妇女说：“扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。”
And then when David returned from a victorious battle, the women made up songs saying that how King Saul killed thousands, but David killed tens of thousands.
扫罗心里受不了。
And Saul cannot take this in his heart.
嫉妒。
And he became jealous.
一嫉妒怎么办？
And once he was taken over by jealousy,
要大卫的命。
He wanted to kill David.
如果不是神的保守，
it wasn't for God intervening,
大卫就命就送在扫罗的手里。
David would have been killed by King Saul.
与其去嫉妒一位弟兄，他有恩赐，他有服侍的心。
If you were to be jealous of a brother because of his gifts and because he has this heart to serve,
我们能够少一点嫉妒，多一点欣赏和羡慕。
Instead of doing that, we should have less of jealousy and more of admiration for the brother.
我们要感谢神，神啊，你把这样的弟兄放在我们的当中，这是我们的福气。
And instead, we need to give thanks to God and say thank you, God, for putting such a wonderful brother among us.
第二个
，secondly，
爱是不自夸。
Love is not boasting.
所谓不自夸就是不自己膨胀自己。
And love does not brag. So what that means is that you're not pumping yourself up.
有一就说一，有二就说二。
Be honest about things. Do not over exaggerate.
事事求是。
And tell the truth.
不要浪荡虚名。
And do not make things up just to brag, just so that you can brag.
第三，不张狂。
And thirdly is that not arrogant. Do not be arrogant.
因为我们在侍奉的当中，有时候人家好像不能跟我们一起听从我们的意见的时候。
And so as we serve and we co-work with another, sometimes when we run into a situation where it seems like other people do not agree with our plans or with what we want to do,
我们就觉得他们的意见不好。
When others do not agree to our ideas, we feel like their point of view or their ideas is not good.
只有我的是对的。
Only my ideas is good enough.
所以到一个程度，目中无人。
And to a point where you don't see anyone else, you do not respect other people's input anymore.
唯我独尊。
And you feel that your opinion is the only one that matters.
然后我就排挤，不能跟我一起同工的。
And you're trying to remove all those people that do not have share the same viewpoint as you.
下面不做害羞的事。
And next one is do not act unbecomingly.
因为我们得救了以后，我们在神的家里面，我们应该都是光明之子。
After we're saved in His house, we are all sons of light.
我们不可以做对不起弟兄或姊妹的事。
We cannot do anything we cannot do wrong to other brothers and sisters.
下面不求自己的益处。
And next, do not seek our own.
哥林多前书十二章说的非常好。
First Corinthians chapter 12, it said,
他说我们在教会里面，
in the church,
有许多肢体是软弱的。
There are many bodies that's members of the body that's weak.
但这又是必须有的。
But how it is a necessity, it has to exist.
因为我们五个手指头伸出来，它都不一样长。
For if you extend our hands, all the five digits and our five fingers have different lengths.
所以就告诉我们，我们体面的，我们俊美的，我们要让那个不体面的、不俊美的，要让他们变得更体面、更 更俊美。
And so those who are stronger in certain parts, that we need to be mindful of those who are weaker, so that we can allow them to also be help them to become also more honorable.
因为主在他的家里面建造身体的时候，他就是要把这些俊美的、体面的，要特别加给那些有欠缺的。
And so, because it's God's will that in His household He adds beauty and honor to those who are lacking.
下面不轻易发怒。
And next is that do not be provoked.
因为人的怒气成不了神的义。
For the anger of man cannot become the righteousness of God.
而且我们在怒气的当中，我们常常是出口伤人。
And oftentimes in our anger, we hurt other people with our words.
我们就口出恶言。
And so we say words of spite when we are angry.
下面第七个，不计算人的恶。
The seventh is that do not take into account a wrong suffered.
在侍奉的当中，我们常常被误会。
And as you serve, sometimes you're misunderstood by others.
常常受委屈。
And you think that others have wronged you.
人家不了解我们。
And that you feel like other people do not understand.
甚至计算我们。
And also, or maybe so you may think that people are scheming against you.
我们不放在心里面。
Do not let these things trouble your heart.
这就是饶恕。
That is forgiveness.
因为为什么？
Because
因为我们的主已经饶恕了我们，所以我们应当饶恕得罪我们的人。
For our Lord has already forgiven us, so therefore we should forgive those who have wronged us.
最后一个不。
And the last,
不喜欢不义，
只
喜欢真理。
And the last do not is do not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoice with the truth.
因为这是我们主的性情。
For that is the nature of our Lord.
所以主叫我们当以基督的心为心。
And so the Lord commands us to have the heart of Jesus.
我们只喜欢公义。
And love only righteousness.
不喜欢不义。
And do not rejoice in unrighteousness.
我们也喜欢真理。
And we also rejoice in truth.
所以在公、在义、在公义和真理的原则之下。
So under the principle of righteousness and truth,
我们凡事包容。
And we cover all things.
我们凡事相信。
And believe in all things.
在同样的原则之下，我们凡事盼望。
And also under that same principle, we have hope in everything.
我们凡事忍耐。
And we have patience in everything.
因为我们能这样的时候，神的爱在我们当中永不止息。
And when we can do this, then the love of God will among us will never cease.
因为神的爱是与时俱进，弥久弥新。
For the love of God is present with time and it does not go stale. It's always fresh.
不然我们就看不到主的爱在我们的当中，更看不到主的工作在我们的当中。
Otherwise we will not be able to see the love of God among us and nor can we see His work.
结果我们不是彼此在一起同工，我们在彼此一同的攻击。
If we do not do this, then we're not working together, but rather we are attacking one another.
所以主就给我们，不但给了我们爱。
So Lord gave us not only love,
也给了我们一个建造的一个标杆。
But also He gave us this guidepost for building and constructing.
就是我们刚刚念到以弗所书的第四章。
And just this is what we have read in Ephesians chapter 4.
所在建造的身体的当中，
and in the process of building the body,
我们凡事谦虚，
and we need to be humble in all things,
凡事温柔，
and with gentleness,
凡事忍耐，
and with patience,
我们用爱心，我们相互的宽容，
showing tolerance for one another in love.
我们用和平彼此的联络。
And to and in unity of the spirit in a bond of peace.
也只有这样子做的时候，
and when we do this,
我们才能够保守圣灵赐给我们合而为一的心。
And only then can we keep the heart of unity that the Holy Spirit has given us.
因为合而为一，也就是腓立比书第二章讲到的，我们在耶稣基督里面，我们如果有劝勉、有爱心、有交通，我们必须要有同样的心思、同样的意念，这就是合而为一。
And to be one, to unite, to be united as one, just as Philippians chapter 2 says that in Christ that we, if we could encourage one another, love and fellowship and communion with each other, then that is what drives us to be united.
而且这个合一不是合你的一和你的意或者和我的意，而是和我们主耶稣基督的意，因为他是身体的头，他是教会的元首。
And also in this unity of the righteousness is not your righteousness or my righteousness, but rather the Lord's righteousness. He is also the head of the church.
因为这个一在耶稣的心目中，这是他永远旨意的非常重要的一点。
For this one, this unity as one is a very important in his eternal it's very important to the Lord in his eternal will.
所以在以弗所书的第一章就说到，
so in Ephesians chapter 1 it says,
在日期满足的时候，
and when the days are filled, fulfilled,
在天上的，在地上的，在地底下的，
and those things in heaven, on earth, as well as under the earth,
都要在耶稣基督里合而为一，
all will be united as one in Christ.
当我们能够有这样的认识，也愿意这样去做的时候，我们就看到一个不同的结果。
And when we have this understanding and also willingness to obey this, then we will see this this result.
这就是一个基督长成，有基督长成身量的一个身体。
And that is the body that has grown into the image of Christ.
也是一个成熟的教会。
And that also is a mature church.
也能够见证主建造他自己教会在这磐石上的一个见证。
Also be a testimony of this becomes a testimony of the Lord building His church on the rock.
达到战胜仇敌的最终的目的。
And also to reach the ultimate, fulfill the ultimate goal of victory over the enemy.
董平最近讲到，就是讲到主借着约翰写给教会的七封书信。
Brother Jonathan recently has been sharing about the seven letters that John wrote.
你看，我们刚刚说到，不但彼得，不但保罗写信给教会，连主最后的心意启示给约翰，也是把他的心意放在他的教会里面。
And so not only Peter and Paul that they wrote letters, but also John.In those very last letters, he's showing God's will for his church.
因为建造教会实在是太重要了。
Because it is so important. The matter of building the church is so important.
所以我就想到主给我们哥林多前书十三章讲到的爱是教会建造的爱，更是一个好像一战友，我们一起在作战，一个战友之间的爱。
Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love that we just talked about is not only important for us, us building the church, but also it's like the love shared by your comrades in arms.
我还在强调。
And also, I want to emphasize,
这个爱不是像耶稣讲的弟兄之间互相照顾的爱。
This love is not like the love that Jesus talked about, where brothers need to care for one another.
因为主说过，弟兄渴的你给他喝，弟兄饿的你给他吃，弟兄赤身你给他穿衣，弟兄没地方住，你给他地方住。
And for the Lord said that if a brother is thirsty, give him water. If a brother is hungry, give him food. If he's naked, give him clothes. If he has no place to live, give him a place to live.
当然，这是主爱的一个发表。
Of course, this is a manifestation of the Lord's love.
我们常常愿意这么做，去爱弟兄，爱姊妹。
And we're often willing to do this to love a brother or a sister.
但是我们好像我们都用全心来爱弟兄姐妹，怎么教会一直没有办法被建立起来呢？
Oftentimes we feel like we are using our whole heart to love brothers and sisters, but yet it seems like church is not being built up.
主为什么建造教会到今天，好像还没有看到这个身体长成基督？有基督身量的一个身体了。
Why is it after all this time, for all this work, it seems like the church is still has not taken on the image of Christ?
这个值得我们的反省。
We need to examine this.
值得我们的检讨。
And we need to look into this ourselves.
我们可不可以看一看，是不是我们在这个八个不的上面，我们没有彻底的反省
？Can we take a closer look at ourselves and see whether we have not completely obey these eight do nots.
所以在这里我们鼓励弟兄姐妹再把就是哥林多前书十三章讲到主的爱建造的爱回去好好再去领会。
So here I'd like to encourage everyone to go back and read over carefully chapter 13 about these do nots.
问问自己，我们有没有在这个八个不的上面，我们没有小心的去对待弟兄姐妹
？And ask ourselves whether we had truly obeyed these eight do nots in how we treat brothers and sisters.
难怪我们常常伤了我们弟兄姐妹的心，我们自己都不知道。
And it's no wonder that how often we may hurt the hearts of our brothers and sisters, and we're not even aware of it.
虽然我们用爱心照顾弟兄姐妹，照顾弟兄姐妹，也不会感到什么温暖。
And even though we think that we're using all of our hearts to look after brothers and sisters, they may not feel the warmth.
因为我们在一方面爱他们。
And that's because on one hand we love them.
我们另外一方面又在伤口上撒盐。
But on the other hand, we're pouring salt on the wound.
这八个不成为建造教会的绊脚石。
So these eight do not become the hindrance of building the church.
成为主建造教会的致命伤。
And these become the mortal wounds to building the Lord's church.
我们要在这个八个不的上面。我们要认罪悔改。
We must repent on these eight do nots.
如果我们能这样做的时候
，And if we can do this,
我们会看到教会一片欣欣向荣。
And then we will see this new church being refreshed.
弟兄姐妹都是我们最亲密的战友。
And all brothers and sisters are our closest comrades.
我们才能够配得做耶稣的精兵。
And only then can we be the elite fighters for Jesus.
但愿主把他的话放在我们的心里。
May Allah put His words into our hearts.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你把你宝贵的话放在我们的心中。
You gave your precious words to our hearts.
让我们知道我们在教会，你托给我们每一个人。的使命
so that we know the commandment you give to every one of us.
求主的光再一次照明我们
May the Lord's light shine upon us once more.
让我们真是在这八个步的上面
so
我们特别求主的灵来引导我们
We pray that the Lord's Holy Spirit will guide us on these eight do nots.
纠正我们
and to correct us.
主我们谢谢你
Oh, thank you.
感谢祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you.